Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas. We want to welcome everybody to the show. Thank you for joining us. Great guest with us tonight, LVMS modified and bomber driver Aaron McMorrin with us tonight. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me again.
Oh, man. Can't get enough of you, Aaron, obviously.
So I think it's the first time this season, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. No, little Aaron tonight. I know JJ was pushing for that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was hoping to bring the kid on, and
he's just too good at basketball. People won't leave us alone, so he's got put on a tournament team.
Sweet, he plays basketball, huh?
Oh yeah, he's pretty good too. So it's a 10U tournament. He just turned 8 in April, and getting thrown on the teams, getting recruited.
Cool. You pushing him towards that instead of kart racing, right? You know, kind of the more legit sports.
We still race karts, but I mean. How many racing scholarships do you know of? You know?
Exactly, right. We're still all waiting for ours, right?
Exactly.
So, cool. We'll talk about little Aaron here some more. But hosting tonight, the one and only, I say that with a smile, JJ Nunn.
Good evening.
What's up, man?
Hey. Aaron's here. Like we discussed, would have liked Junior, but
I thought you guys chased him off because, like, 45 seconds left, he was bolting out the door. What was happening?
Just a minor inspection on a slight crash.
Oh,
that's all.
You guys still, is that the LVMS crash? You guys are still going on about that? Jeez,
oh, yeah.
Let it go.
We got to fix it yet. We're still looking at it.
I thought that's why Aaron was here. He's going to fix it.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I guess that ain't happening.
No.
You tell Aaron to bring
the same response JJ had when you asked it, Jerry.
Exactly. Yeah. You ask Aaron for a 3/16 drill bit, he'll bring a half-inch drill bit for you.
I know the 3/16. That's rivets right there. Plenty of those on the modified.
Well, there's two things I know he knows how to do, drive and drive a street cleaner.
It's called a Timco 600,
I'm
Mike.
Sorry. Yeah. That's the Timco 600. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's like saying you push a broom real well, right?
Exactly. A guy at my work calls it a glorified dustpan.
Yeah.
I love it. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, and I think that's the truth.
Yeah. Glorified dustpan.
Hey, that's the same job, don't it?
And,
just bigger.
And he said it's got air conditioning.
Spoiled. Wait a minute. Maybe we can break that somehow. No.
Cut the belt.
Right. Of course, the voice also, the man always on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Thanks for being here, Ryan.
Yeah, of course.
Now I know why the guy is so good driving race cars. He gets tremendous practice on the streets, dodging cars.
Yep, at 4 miles an hour.
I mean, if you're going down the right side of the street, all he's doing is turning left to get around them. Right?
Yep.
So does that
you got to turn right to get back on the curb, though.
Does that piss you off, like, when it's street cleaning day and then, like, there's cars parked? Does that really make a difference?
I know, like, in California, you get tickets and stuff if you're parked on the street when the sweeper comes by, but to me, it's your house. If you want to park your stuff on the curb, you want it swept, you'll move your car.
My problem is I never know the schedule, like, because it's the 1st and 12th and 18th Fridays and Thursdays, every other Monday, every other month. I don't know. I can never keep track of the schedules.
I can't answer for all of California, but in Riverside, as he just said, in Riverside, there's a car that follows the street sweeper.
They'll put tickets on cars.
Really?
And they'll ticket the cars that's in the way.
Because
it's very specific. It's like the third Thursday from 8 don't park here. And if you park there,
that's what it is.
I hope City Henderson doesn't hear that. See, I always put my car out there on the Tuesdays when they do come. They never come in at that time. Because I'll be honest with you.
Well, that's Aaron you're talking about. Because Henderson's your
No, but not all. I'm Boulder City.
Boulder City.
Yeah,
Boulder
he figured it out. I'm sorry. I was going to give him some crap.
And the reason why I do that, and I'm not saying this is the way it is in Boulder City, because he got $270,000 glorified dustpan, is that when I moved there and they started sweeping the streets, okay, they make it dirtier than the way it was. It's like they leave the dirt behind the street. I get one big streak.
They're not doing something right.
Yeah, that's a broken
machine. Maybe Henderson needs one of those $270,000 air conditioning qualified dustpan.
They have them, but we piggybacked off their bid and just got the same thing they got.
Well, he must unload the dirt or pulls a switch or something. And
to
just
put it in perspective, yesterday I picked up 6,800 pounds worth of stuff out of the gutter.
Wow.
6,800 pounds.
I know.
That's a Cadillac.
That's like
that's
pine needles, trash, everything. It's pretty impressive. Out the dump, they have a scale. That's why I know this. But
that's so Cadillac. He's got to weigh in at work, too. He's got to go across the scale.
I do. I got a lot of experience going across scales.
Yeah, he knows how to. I won't go there. Never mind.
He knows how to get across them the right way. No, I'm just kidding that.
So you get like you go so
work,
far,
right?
And, yeah, it's like
at work.
I'm talking about work.
Okay.
Yeah. So you go so far when it like you got a meter that says, "Hey, I'm full," and then you like drive back somewhere and dump it all.
No, you can just kind of tell by the performance of the vehicle
when it starts leaving crap in front of JD's house.
Exactly. Yeah. He's got to just like a race car. You got to pay attention to what it's doing. You know, starts making different sounds and whatnot. You know, something's not the same.
That's funny.
So it leaves stuff behind once it's full.
So basically in Henderson, they never go to scale to see what's in it. They just keep
they always do JJ Street very last.
Yeah.
They dump in front of mine and then continue on the rest of the way. And so they don't have to go back over the scales.
Well, Aaron might know somebody over there, so it might be by request.
It just might.
No, I wouldn't do that to
him. I know you wouldn't do that, Aaron. That's what I said at the beginning. He's in Boulder City.
Aaron's,
my boys in Henderson got me marked.
Aaron's always the innocent bystander, whether he's right or wrong.
Pretty much.
See?
I like to stay neutral on situations.
The smart thing to try to do.
No, that's cool. So what you been up to, man, besides work?
Oh, here's something we've had a problem.
You know? Busy, man. Getting ready to go back to Tucson.
Oh, you're going to do some more Tucson racing?
Oh, we got to go down like four more times.
When's the next race down
this
there?
This weekend, Saturday.
Oh, is it really?
Yep. So we'll load the car up Friday night, leave right there with Pete's motorhome and trailer, and get to the track, race, and then load back up and come home.
You'd rather do that than go 8 hours the opposite direction up to Rocky Mountain in the modified?
Yeah. The car's just ready for Vegas. I don't have the energy to swap it over for every race.
Well,
and it's really expensive, man. Right now, we go to Tucson, you know, Pete basically pays the bill.
Right.
He bought that car. He's invested a lot of his time and money into it, especially Mike Miller, my buddy. He's at Pete's like four nights a week working on it, helping me out tremendously. Because a lot of people know I don't have the time. But I'm playing basketball. My kid's playing basketball. I'm racing three different cars at this time, you know,
right.
So it's kind of chaos, really.
You know, that's kind of a nice schedule, actually. I wish I was playing basketball. Now,
yeah.
That's cool, but it goes to what I know. I got to play, I don't know, bowling, I guess.
They have a fidget league, don't they?
Fidget spinners.
Yeah, spinners. Yeah, there you go. Hey, I'm in. That's all it takes. Now, that goes to show you
the net's 5 foot lower.
I've seen those. They're called little tykes.
There you go. You're no league.
Over at Tarkanian, they have leagues for guys under 6 foot, though.
Do they really?
Yep.
That's,
they don't want to play against much tall guys.
Speaking your language, Mike.
Doesn't mean that, you know, if you're short, don't mean you can't play. I've seen some short players that are awesome.
Any under 5 foot? Or?
Oh.
Yeah. I guess it's my night tonight.
Yes, it is. And a long time coming.
So, but it goes to show
I'm
you.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah, they won't even get a word in. So, you guys go ahead. I'm going to sit back.
Go ahead.
So, you're not going to change over the car? Or just, you're going to stay with Vegas, and are you finished with the Lucas Oil, or are you just going to run 3/8 tracks?
You know, I'm at
the
a
rest
point.
Of the season?
I'm just at a point now where I just, whatever's convenient, really. You know, can't afford to do it myself. My father-in-law has been busy. Like I told you guys last time I was on, my mother-in-law's had cancer and stuff. So
right. How's she doing?
She's doing better. She's not 100% clear, but it got smaller. So, I mean,
excellent.
That's progress,
excellent.
Right?
Excellent. Yes, it is. That's
and,
great. Good for her.
It's just a lot, man, to be gone 3 days.
Right.
With Tucson, the difference with racing with Pete is he's got that motorhome now. So we just mob down,
going
to the racetrack, race. I mean, the races were barely over, and Pete's like, all right, let's go. Let's get on the road. So it was like Sunday, 6 a.m. I'm pulling back into my driveway. So it's fun. I obviously love the modified tour, but not being there all year, I'm sure I'm behind the eight ball a little bit.
Right.
Because stuff progresses, you know. So
you've only, did one race within this year? Or
yeah, in May. I ran, I think, like 11 laps and then broke a distributor.
Oh, that's when that happened.
Yep. Yeah. And we had a good car that night, too. We never qualify super well just because I think we don't spend as much money as other guys do on qualifying trim. Some guys go out there and lay down a lap on three different sets of tires that are brand new, and we don't do that. So.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That'll roll some bucks right there. Oh. What is a set?
After mounting and everything, it's like $600.
For one set?
Yeah.
So these guys are dropping $1,800 just to qualify.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. I mean they'll use those scuffs for practice sessions
right,
the next race
right,
and stuff. So
right.
Whenever I went to a race, I was practicing on the last race's tires.
Right.
So if we race somewhere like Tucson, those tires were
junk
to practice on.
Right. Yeah, I heard Tucson's a rough track.
It is. It's most fun to race though. I love it.
You like it down there. You've been going down there. You were down there last year several times. You and Pete took the Bombers down there.
Yeah.
And you just got hooked on that track, man.
Yeah.
They love you. I've seen pictures, and everything.
A great crowd. It's almost always packed. They do a really good job promoting it, seems like. And what I like about it is anywhere that's paved, you can race. Like, you know, you can drive any groove and be fast.
Yeah,
it
you said
what
that.
You got
it's like three... Four groove track
there. Yeah. Almost won the last one. Our first time down there with that car. Came down the start finish line. I was about, I think I lost by 1/12 of a second.
Wow.
So
that sucks.
I was really excited though. There was 22 cars started the race and we unload with a car we'd never been to a racetrack before with and finished second.
Yeah.
Pretty proud.
You've been going down there with modified. Do you see an increase? I know you started last year, and I had started tracking. They started the Bomber division down there. They had 5-6 cars 3 years ago. Since you've been down there with the modified this year, have you seen that division grow?
So, actually, there has not been any Bomber races the nights we've been there, so I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, okay.
But based on it sounds like at the driver's meetings, all the classes have grown over the last 12 months or so. So, I mean, like the modifieds, there's, like I said, 22 at a local show.
Wow.
Which
that's
I haven't seen that.
That's
in a
what
long
you lined
time.
Up with last time when you went down with
your
car.
It was like 18 cars qualified, but local racing. A lot of those guys are just like, we'll get to the track when we get there. And some of them didn't even have a lap on the track and just started the race. Yeah. So.
All right, so they just put them at the end of the field.
Yep, exactly.
And showed up. Yeah. That's it.
It was a good time. I think we started fifth or seventh, third or fourth row. It was a good time.
Excellent.
I mean, like you said, it's been a while since you've seen like a local show with 22 cars.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think is,
Well, I mean, in the modified case, it's especially comparing that car to my car, not hating on the left-hander or anything, but it's like comparing my car is like a Rolls Royce to a Toyota Corolla almost, you know.
Sure.
It's got a lot cheaper shocks on it. We can't run bump stops. Motor's toned down, you know.
So it's kind of more equal fields, so
a lot cheaper.
Everybody has a chance to win that night.
And tech was insane. When you show up with a new car, it's at least with the modified rules, so the more compression your car makes, the more weight you have to have on there.
Oh, really? They go by, they actually do a compression
exactly.
test?
Exactly. So there's like four different weight sets you can be at, and Pete actually built such a low-powered motor that we can be 2,400 pounds. Problem is, we scaled the car, and it's like 2,550.
Right.
So we'd have to find a bunch of weight to get off of it, which we're in the process of. But it's we spent an hour and a half in tech when we got there.
Wow.
They pump and whistle it, and they check your carburetor.
How long is that process?
It's about an hour and a half.
To do the pump and whistle?
About an hour and a half.
Really?
And then
when
you go back, they have seals. I guess they're going to have seals waiting for us, and you seal everything. So from that point on, you don't have to go through that same tech inspection.
Just check the seals
exactly.
the next time around.
I guess cool. They have their own seals. We'll see. We're going to find out when we get there.
Nice.
Yeah,
wow, that's a good deal.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
It really is, honestly.
Well, you take the time to, at the beginning, and then, you know, obviously when it speeds it up, the next race is down the line, unless the seal's broke or something like that.
Yeah,
or something breaks, you know.
That's
obviously
what they said. They go, look, if a seal breaks or for any reason you got to go in there, we will have to do this
again.
All over again. But, I mean, that's how you keep everybody honest, right?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I liked it. I was down on power a little bit, but we're going to change the gear. That's another rule they have for some reason. You cannot change the gear at the racetrack.
Really?
They don't want you making
they
gear
actually
changes.
Do a they mark it or something like
I
that.
I have no idea, Mike. I just saw that in the rule book. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that
so,
is interesting.
Yeah, huh. We're going to go up a gear set and see if that helps us get off the corner a little bit better. I think if I had a little more gear, we would have won that deal. But
well, you think, you know, you qualify or something there, or even practice, and you're like, okay, I do want to, you know, change something, but they don't even allow that from the time you step, you know, sign up through the gate.
It's in the rule book.
Wow.
I don't know, yeah.
That is an interesting rule.
It's great, though. They treat people well down there, and they do here, too, at the Bullring.
Sure.
I really got no complaints right now as far as tracks I race at.
No, it's good, but obviously, you know, there's a draw to drive whatever 6 hours or whatever it is to get down there.
Well, we're trying to win that Division III NASCAR points deal. That's the only reason I'm really running Bombers, honestly, is if they told me I could give up Bullring points and just get the NASCAR points, I would do that, too. I'm not
so you're getting
I'm not
the,
trying to take that away from anybody, but
yeah,
you know, we were last month second in the country for Division III NASCAR, which,
nice.
I mean, there's hundreds of people competing for
that's,
it. So.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We'll see. We've slid back to fifth, but what happens is when we're on our summer break, other places around the country
still
are
race.
Getting all these races in. So
Northeast, Southeast, they're still running.
Exactly.
Midwest.
They got to get as many races in while there's no snow.
Right.
So.
Exactly. They got to cram it in.
Yep.
Real quick.
So they take your 14 best finishes over the course of a season. So right now I think we've had 9 starts and 7 wins. So we're trying. It's not going to be for lack of effort.
Hey, exactly. The more races you get in, the more, I guess, chances you get.
Exactly. You know. And that's, you know, there's some guys on that list that have got 13, 14 starts already.
Wow.
So the guy leading it, I think, had 13 starts and only 2 wins. So hopefully stuff starts to average out and we'll get up there and have a shot at it,
right.
I hope.
No, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
13 starts, 2 wins. A lot of second and thirds, huh? He's there. But
I think it was like 10 top fives or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. You can look it up on NASCAR and find all the wheel in point standings.
The home tracks.
Yep. To the home tracks page.
Cool. Hey, speaking of the web pages and stuff, you know, is there somewhere if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, find out more about what Aaron McMorrin's up to, they can
honestly now
Facebook
it's just
or
basically Facebook and Instagram.
Pick up the phone and just call you. Yeah.
Find me at my personal page, which is Aaron McMorrin or Vegas Made Racing on Facebook. Got like 2,400, 2,500 followers on there. So
sweet.
Try to do our best to keep it updated, but I'm kind of bad with it, you know.
You take care of all that yourself, or
yeah. Yeah,
you got to prep the kids because the kids nowadays know more than some of these older guys like JJ.
I can't trust my kid with my phone. He loses. He puts anything in his hand for 10 seconds. It's lost.
It's a millennial and beyond of these young kids nowadays. So.
Yeah,
speaking
I guess I'm a millennial.
You got a question for Aaron? What's going on? Give us a call, 702-485-4699. Gary's manning the phone lines right now. 702-485-4699. We got Aaron McMorrin, leader of the Modify Points out at the Bullring and also leader in the Bomber division. Once again, you got any questions for him? 702-485-4699.
And, of course, some of the tracks we're talking about, the LVMS, go to LVMS.com, click on the Bullring link, and check out the racers link there. There's a lot of good information there. The rule packages, if you want to get into it or want to find out more, go to LVMS.com. I don't know what the Tucson is. That TucsonSpeedway.com, I think, something like that. So
I just Google everything.
Yeah, just Google. Nowadays, you don't even know. You don't even know
website?
Anything. Yeah, correct. Exactly. You don't even know anything anymore.
Click.
Yep. So check it out.
I can do that. Yeah. Not that much of a dynamic.
I don't know, man.
Dude,
can we watch you do it to make sure you can do that?
I don't believe you.
I'm on LVMS.com right now.
That's because he has it saved.
It's in his bookmarks.
No, I don't. How do you favorite. Save it? How do you save that? Is it a favorite list?
We won't go there.
Jeez. What do you mean bookmark?
So, Aaron, you're sitting first in both points right now. Is that correct?
That's what I heard.
Wow. You don't even care. You're like Jeff Gordon in the old days. You just arrive and drive. You don't even know about where you sit in points.
I just, man, lately, like when I ran the tour consistently and you're at every race, every weekend, you really worry about every single point. But I got to tell, like, the guys in my crew after a race are like, oh, we made up 2 points on Doug Ham, for instance, right? Okay. They're like, you're not monitoring? I'm like, no, I just,
exactly.
When I go on race, I just want to try and win. You know, but, and if I can't win, finish as well as possible.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I guess that's the whole idea is go out there and just do the best you can. And
and where the points fall.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know what? He's got the right attitude because they have to put the points down at LVMS at least.
It's confusing.
It's confusing sometimes. Yeah. You got to know your starts, not just finishes. So, to
you
gotta really
know
calculate.
Where everybody starts.
Exactly. Yeah. And everybody finishes.
And then you got to know where everybody finishes.
Yeah.
Or you got to go to the chart.
Or you just hope that they're right when the points come out. So,
what's the point system like down in Tucson?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
The way I look at it, as long as you're finishing near the front, you're getting a lot of points, right? Hopefully. I know at the bull ring, there's passing.
It's not always like that, exactly. Yeah. So,
well, like with the NASCAR deal, for instance, there's a max number of points you can accrue in a race, right? So if you've noticed in the bomber a few times this year, I've dropped all the way to the back because if you start outside the top 10 and there's 18 cars in the field,
right,
you can get max points if you win that race.
Ah, nice.
So there's been times that we're eighth or ninth after the invert or whatnot and kind of forced to go to the back because we want as many points as possible.
Right, might as well.
And
at
if it
that
hurts
point.
Us in bullring points, that's not really that important.
Exactly,
but it helps us with the NASCAR.
Yeah,
national
and that's
deal,
where so. you're really racing for national points.
Oh,
right
absolutely.
Now. That,
yeah.
That's your whole.
Yeah,
that's our goal this year is national points.
And that's what a lot of people don't know.
Right.
Yeah. That's what you're doing. You're racing for national points is not only just for a title here at LVMS or at Tucson. It's a national deal for you and Pete Meyer this year.
Yeah, that's the number one goal. We tried doing it back in 2015, and we actually came up short on races because what we didn't know was the last two races of the bullring season we had in bombers were no longer NASCAR points.
Oh,
because NASCAR cuts their season off and the bullring keeps going.
Right.
And we had no idea. Didn't get credit for those last two. We were leading until that point.
That
so we didn't. We did. We only got 12 races in out of the 14 you needed.
And that hurts, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, we went from first to, I think I ended up 53rd in the country.
Yeah.
Wow. So, that much just for two races, man.
That's crazy.
Crazy. No, that's good. I'm glad you're racing for national points. I remember, and they've done it, I guess, this whole time, but they used to come out with the NASCAR book and all that, and they used to show, on a regular basis
the
national points.
We're part of the Sun Belt region that carried all the way over to Texas.
You could actually kind of watch where your local guys and just guys from the surrounding areas are doing, and not many guys would be racing for the national points even though they would be in it, so it's good to see you're actually chasing that.
Yeah, we're trying. Gotta give Pete a lot of credit, man. He's spent a lot of money on this whole deal time, which is probably more valuable to him than the money he's spending.
Right,
but
I'm not saying this in a bad way, but I'm saying, like, you're like the Jimmy Johnson of our local tracks. Either we like you or we hate you.
No, yeah. And I'm all right with that, honestly. For the people that give me enough time to know me, they know I'm a good dude.
Right.
I've gotten booed a few times at the bullring, and I'm completely all right with it. My stepdad told me the first time I won a race, I think I told you guys the story on the LV local racing scene. Someone's on there talking trash. My first ever win. Just straight talking trash about how we're cheating. That car's never been that fast. Blah, 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 blah. And, dude, I cried over it. My stepdad goes, look, if people aren't talking about you, you're not doing anything right.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was it's a good way of looking at it, I guess.
Yeah, it's
good or bad, right?
Yep. Good or bad. News is news, and that's all there is to it. Yep. There's good radio and bad radio, and it doesn't matter as long as somebody's listening.
Yeah.
That's all.
True.
Yeah, no. If they're just talking about you, that's all. That was Jeff Gordon said that, I believe. That he didn't care. He says, I get booed,
man,
they're thinking of me.
I remember being a kid and watching him win races, and he'd be doing the burnout, and stuff would just be flying out of the stands. Beer cans, soda cans, everything. They hated that, man.
Yeah, they did.
But, you know, he's proven to be a respectful racer, obviously, and, you know, hate to see someone like that retire, but he moved on to
it's a whole other deal in NASCAR anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's
watching Matt Kenseth leave, all the guys that went out and cut their teeth on the short tracks or dirt tracks. It's just not like that anymore. So,
oh, yeah, way different types of drivers nowadays.
Yep. So,
a lot of young guns.
Yeah, yeah.
They groom them for everything. Commercials, representation, sponsors. It's a clean cut. Got to sell the sponsor to produce those millions to race that car. That's what it is today.
It's all about connection. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And bringing your own sponsors.
Yep.
You know.
All
the way up with you.
That's what it's all about, man. Too. All those rides are paid for anymore.
Oh yeah.
You know?
It's crazy. It's good and bad. I guess you know you got to kind of support yourself. I guess if you're going to do it, but at the same time, that shouldn't be a thing that show your talent. You know, there's a lot of talent out there, but you know, there's a lot of talent that don't get discovered either because they don't have the sponsorships and all that. So. But oh well. So right now you're modified. You're not using the RC Dave RC's.
I am.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Right now. Okay.
I rented it for the local season, and he's actually building us a motor we bought from Jason Pattison, who's a defending series champion. Bought a motor off of him in the off season, and Dave's got it right now. I'm just going through it, and we'll have that. I don't know what I'm gonna do after this year. To tell you the truth. I'd like to go to Bristol with the modified. So I might just save all my money and go there.
You better save a lot of money.
I think he's stocking the Pete Meyer.
No, my own car. The STR. They had that short track nationals this year. They destroyed about half the field, but, you know, it's one of those things, it's a bucket list deal. So if I did destroy my car, I'd be like, well,
I raced on
Bristol Motor
Speedway. Got there and did it, right?
Yeah. You know, Dustin went and he raced in the late model class.
Oh, that's cool.
At the short track nationals. And I think it'd be a lot of fun. The guy who set fast time and modified, I outqualified by 4/10 when he came to Vegas in a tour race. So I think we could be competitive if we went. They had 44 cars start the A.
Nice.
So,
hey, there you go. Yeah. Bucket list item.
Exactly.
If you go, you got to let us know. So
yeah,
make a trip to Bristol, you know.
Most definitely. Gary and I went last year to Bristol and watched the North versus the South at Bristol, the Modifieds over there. That's what I grew up with.
The Wheeling Modified.
Well, now it's Wheeling. It used to be called the Featherlight Modified Series, and that's where a lot of Cup guys came out of. And we were fortunate. We caught that race, the Truck race, the Infinity race, and Monster Cup race. I mean, Modifieds there are rockets. Absolute rockets at Bristol. They're just something else to watch, man.
It'd be fun.
And, oh, yeah. Oh, you'll have a blast.
Yeah.
You'll have a blast.
We'll see. I got to get some sponsors together and see if they're all right with giving me money for one race, because normally they give me money to run a set
multiple
amount of races, and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I think I got 3 or 4 people that would be all right with it.
Nice. That'd be cool.
Be expensive. But.
Okay, people, we need money. The four of us need to go to Bristol. Yeah. Okay.
You got half your crew already picked out. At least they picked it for you. So.
Don't worry. You and Pete can fly. Me and Gary will drive the RV and ride out there.
I'm all right with that.
Pull the trailer for
We'll take 2 weeks off, and then I'll get the car ready. We'll leave on Monday. Get it there Thursday, you go test it, qualify it, and then fly home, and we'll drive it home.
I would be completely all right with that. Wouldn't even have to take much time off of work.
See, fly in, fly out.
Fly in, fly out. I volunteer that right now.
Gary seems a little more tight-lipped over there.
No, let's do it.
The wheels are spinning.
Hey, let's do it.
He's thinking of dates right now.
That's right.
No, we went to Bristol last year, like I said, and if there's one track that you got to save money for, if there's one NASCAR track, okay, you got to go to Bristol.
Yeah. See, I've never been there.
It's at You just got to go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So you guys were in awe that much just being there. Can you imagine racing, putting that car in first gear and pulling off a pit road to go on a Bristol Motor? I couldn't even imagine.
That'd be something else.
You've got two drivers going, so you put it together.
Yeah. Sounds good. I'll let you know. I got to make sure they actually hold it again, because there was a lot of complaints about how many cars they destroyed last year. Or this year, I should say.
What was the reasoning? Just inexperience on the track, you think?
Based on the videos I saw, it was just people were hyped up to be racing on
Bristol. A lot of adrenaline.
A lot of crashes on the first lap of the race, like every race. Guys going nuts right away, you know.
I guess if you stay out of that until later on the race, you're good.
That's how Dustin got collected.
Oh, no way.
I think it was the 3 and 4 on the first lap, and just, you know, Bristol.
Yeah.
Car slide down the racetrack. There's only so much you can do.
Right.
Yeah, it's self-cleaning.
Self-cleaning track.
Everything goes to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Especially last year when they put the rosin on the bottom of. I mean, it was just a top groove track, and they said, well, we need to get to bottom track racing again, and they used rosin.
That's what I liked watching Bristol. You know, when I went to the high groove racetrack, it lost a lot of its appeal, in my opinion.
It did. They rosined 1.5 grooves up all the way around, dragging bags of rosin and then dragging tires over it and working it in, and it was a 3-lane track again.
Yep.
They could go anywhere they wanted, and it was old school Bristol.
Which is how it should be.
Old school Bristol. Yep.
They put some VHT down this weekend in New Hampshire, and it made the racing a lot better, because that's one of those tracks, man. When it comes up on the schedule, you're like, don't need to watch that.
Yeah, exactly.
But they did a good job preparing that track with the bottom groove.
Well, you got to let us know. Gary and I volunteer. Just give us a key to the RV, and we'll make sure it's there.
All right. I'll keep you guys informed.
We're there, definitely. I just need at least a month notice so I can put my vacation time in.
Oh, just keep in mind, you got to give him the money so you guys can go. That's part of the deal. It's a sponsorship deal. You pay him, and then you can go.
Yeah, there you go. I like that idea.
How the hell did this turn right quick?
This leader over here.
I didn't volunteer.
And then you know why it's his turn today.
I had to kind of dig myself out. So what's going on with everybody else? What's everybody else's story?
We want to hear your story. That's why you're here, Ben.
Man, I'm not that interested.
Let's talk to Mr. Neutral.
Yeah, all right. I'm ready.
Let's hit it. Okay. Now, you know, I know obviously there's some things going on with rules and different things like that. You mind if we talk about any of that or not? I mean,
it's okay.
Well, you know, I know you guys got teched and there was some, but that was cleared, right? You guys.
We ended up getting DQ'd. The night of the trickle race. Not the night of. So
it was an after.
It was on Monday. Pete and Tim met and did not finish teching the bomber. And Pete declined to have Tim there any longer. And Tim left and called me and explained the situation. I told Tim I understood. Told Pete I understood.
Right.
You know, it's Pete's house, his car.
You know, and that's put you in a tough spot. And, you know, me and JJ actually was looking at two sides of it. Like, you as a driver, who's responsible, you think, for some of the, you know, knowing what you're racing and stuff like that? Obviously, the car owner is one end. And then as a driver, you know, you got to kind of take some responsibility, too.
Oh, yeah. And, that's what I told Tim. I was like, hey, I'm the one signed up to drive the car. If you ask Pete today, he'll tell you that car is not illegal and that the part's legal, but he just had an issue with the way Tim came to his house and demanded that part. Pete took it personally and asked him to leave. And
you know,
I had the same conversation with Tim.
But now let's clear something here quickly. It was an agreement between Pete Meyer and Tim Richter that they met at Pete's house.
Yeah.
It was an agreement between
Monday
them
evening,
two.
Yep,
right.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
you know, and I know you're the driver and it is firsthand information, but without Pete actually being here or Tim actually being here, it's
exactly
still a third party.
So I got,
I actually got
a phone call from Tim before I did Pete.
Yeah.
You know, and I was still at work and I just told Tim, hey man, I understand. Is what it is. And when Pete called, Pete's done way too much for me in the past.
Right.
You know, so whatever Pete wants to do, I support. So if he wanted to park the bomber tomorrow and not do it anymore and not go for the national title deal, obviously that's not what I want to do.
Sure.
But it's not really in my control,
you know,
either.
And that does bring up a good point. It actually does affect national points.
Oh, yeah,
for
yeah.
you. So that's, so there's a lot more at stake.
That's the win that we had that's now
right.
gone. That actually sits at the zero until we run that 15th race that zeroes off of those 14
right.
races, you know.
Now, on a local level, do you think there should be something where there's, you know, actually like driver points and maybe owner points or something where a situation
no.
like this could come up where
no,
it would
I mean,
just go against the owner, not the driver?
No, I don't want to change the rules because of me
yeah.
driving a bomber
yeah.
for somebody.
Well, and it could go for any division.
Yeah.
It could go for, you know, a late
no.
model, super late model or
if you're driving
modified.
Something, tech says it's illegal or – the guy you're driving for doesn't want to tear his car down.
Sure.
Then
that's their
you
option.
Take the DQ. Just take it.
Well, and that's some of the risk you take as just hopping in a somebody else's car
yeah.
alone from, you know, if you owned it, you'd know exactly what was in
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
If you're a driver, you don't tend to know exactly what's in it.
Yep.
So that's
and you know what kind of sucks too is I actually wasn't even there for tech that night because I also had the modified
right.
which I had won, so I'm over there, you know, not dealing with, but handling fans, kids sitting in the car,
sure.
and then you got tech going on there. Got people
right.
calling me, hey, can you bring over the jack? All right. I run those over, come back. I still got to load the modified, load
right.
all the other stuff. So it's a lot of chaos going
no,
on.
No, that's a good point.
You know?
You got a lot going on. You're not only
– I have people that come out to the race as sponsors.
Well,
you know,
exactly. That
they all want to come BS afterwards. So I'm trying
right.
to, like,
yeah.
balance all these things at once.
Yeah.
It makes it tough.
Absolutely. You know, and there you go. Now, you're not just a driver, but you also have to PR for your sponsors.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're driving two different divisions. You're points leader in both divisions.
Yeah.
So you have more fans to deal with.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot
so
of stuff
on.
Going on.
So,
and I'm not trying to cop out or anything. But, like,
no, absolutely.
Last race, two of the top three got disqualified. And, I mean, I was in tech, I think, 8 or 9 minutes because it was July 3rd. And I actually had to work the next morning at 5 a.m.
Wow.
I didn't get out of the track till 1.
Ouch.
Yeah. But, you
it's
know,
a long night.
Yeah, it was long. And I won the mod race that night. And you guys know how packed the stands are.
Right.
I mean, there was just a line of kids getting in and out of the car, pictures. And like I said, I love that part of it.
Sure.
But I'm not trying to make excuses for not being at tech all the time. But there's just a lot of stuff to try and cover ground. And then I got my wife and my kid up there
right.
supporting me. They're coming down to see me. Just
yeah, and that's kind of where the owner part of it comes in,
yeah.
where he's there for the tech part of it.
Exactly.
He knows the car. He knows what's in it. He knows
yeah.
what the chair. What, you know, cause you can't say, hey, let's pull these heads. That's not your car.
No,
or
exactly.
let's do this. That's not your car.
Yeah.
So that's where the owner would
exactly.
have to come in with your crew or his crew, whoever's involved, I guess.
100%.
You know. But at some, you know, at
yeah,
some point,
well,
you
and
do
like
have
I said,
to have.
When Pete didn't give him the intake, I got DQ'd and Tim called me and said, hey, and I was 100% all
right
with it.
Right.
Like you said, it comes back on me and
now,
I made the decision to drive it. So
sure. Now, on the track side of it, you know, obviously they always do tech. They always have done tech. Do you
mm-hmm.
think they're clamping down on tech more into motors and things this year or anything different, or is it just something that's come about?
Well, I've noticed the last 2 years I've driven bombers. I don't know if it was always like this, but bombers get more heavily tech than anything, probably because it's where people have the most freedom to work.
Well, it's funny because I've heard
stuff.
Both sides of it. I heard them,
yeah.
I heard for a long time people say, oh, they don't even tech anything. We can do whatever we want. And then at
yeah.
the same time, it's like all of a sudden it's like,
well, for instance,
we tech it pretty heavy.
And this is not saying anything to the track because I think
sure.
Tim knows we all basically have the same stuff in the mods, you know,
right.
just different chassis. I have yet to stop the modified in tech.
Right.
It's pull in the tech and
right.
I get waved through. Normally because there's a bomber race right behind it where I'm parking the mod and
sure.
jumping in the bomber and going out. But I like what Tim did last race. John Keller was there, who obviously knows his stuff when it comes
sure.
to engines.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he's the one that basically said, what are you teching, Tim? He went and did it, and you got the results, you know. And it's hard because people think, well, the black car is super illegal because we didn't turn in the intake or whatever. But, I mean, I still ended up getting that 96 white car down to a 19.2 in
yeah.
the main event, you know.
Right.
And that was my first time in the car.
Right.
In a long time. So I think with a little bit more work on the chassis with spring rubbers and whatnot.
Just as fast.
Right
yeah.
there. And
right.
we know it's legal because they tore they tore those things way down last race,
right,
knowing we had the summer break. So it is what it is.
Do you feel like you guys might be being singled out at all, or just you think it's just something that?
No, I think Tim just wants the whole field to be more competitive, because right now I'm not throwing stones, but
yeah.
Three cars show up and have a shot to win, and then you've got two or three tenths separating.
And then you got another pack that,
of really competitive cars. So I get it. You know, I see what he wants to happen. Now, like I said, the white car, Keller went through it, mm-hmm. passed all their tests. A couple other cars did not, but I was almost running the same times in the white car as I did in the black car. A tenth and a half here and there, you know, off. But I think I can get that just in the center of the corner, personally.
Right, just driving, changing a little bit of your driving during the race or something like that. So
it was a little tight for my liking. There's other people driving it the last few times out.
Not getting stuck behind JJ or somebody running that same line. I
wasn't out there.
I'm just playing. Yeah. I had to throw
Aaron
it out
knows
there.
Where to go, Wendy. He's got two other lanes when I'm down there on the white line.
Well, everybody
exactly
knows
where to go.
That one
it's
of your cars.
The rest of them that don't know where to go.
Everybody knows one of your cars will end up in that lane that you can't get around real easy except if you go to the outside. I'll just give you guys a hard time. Yeah. Come on. You looking forward to some of the races coming up here with the modifieds being there's only a couple more races left.
Yeah, I think there's only two left.
Two.
Oh, while we're on that, actually, before I forget,
I
wanted to thank Pat Petrie because I've been running his distributor since that tour race.
Cool.
When we broke ours.
And he said he hasn't been making races because he's without a distributor.
Yeah,
I'm sure. That's what he told me, too.
We had him in last week.
H-Town Racing's never out of anything. You can borrow anything from them. They're really good dudes.
Yeah.
It's funny. I'm the only guy that's not in that whole Chris Bray camp, you know? So I went rolling over there because I loaded my car, I think it was three races ago now, and I couldn't get that thing to run right.
Wow.
With Carl, my stepdad, and we're like, man. So we took it to the track, and I didn't even go to my pit stall. I drove straight over there with my car. I was like, Pat,
I need
me you got a distributor, because I think that's our issue.
Wow.
And I asked him if I could run it for the rest of the year, and he said, not a problem, like they always do, because they're...
He can't run his car, but you can run yours.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's got plenty of them, but I just really appreciate it, you know, because, you know, he's basically teammates with Doug Hamm, the guy I'm racing the championship with. So he doesn't have to do that, obviously, but he did, and I just appreciate it.
And that's one thing about Pat, and I don't know about everybody over there, but especially he's pushing to make sure the modifieds stay, running, and if he can get more cars out there, he's pushing to get them out there and keeping guys like you out there if he can to be competitive, knowing that, you know, he's got somebody out of his camp that is in the running also, so...
No, yeah, he gets heat from these guys in the camp. He's got, I mean, Aaron's first. They have four cars, they're second, third, and fourth. And Aaron's just saying, why did you give this guy this distributor?
We wanted that distributor again. Just put in our toolbox.
Don't worry, I feel your pain, Pat. Why did you give him that carburetor?
Yeah, they've always been that way, man. In 2006.
That's Pat Petrie.
Yeah,
That's Pat Petrie.
I raced him in 2006 for that championship, and he came up to me the beginning of the night at the bull ring in the driver's meeting. Goes, hey, anything happens with your car, let me know. Because I was leading points by like 4 or 5 points over Michael Morrissey, and he's like, for any reason you need to get in another car, mine's available.
That's cool.
That's kind of like my first interaction with him,
right?
You know, 11 years ago now, but. Just a good dude. So is Tom. They're all good people
over
there.
Great people. I mean, the Petrie's been around the track as long as I remember.
I think he said 90, it's 27 years.
Something
like
that.
He's the oldest driver
local.
Out there, local driver out there. The longest, oldest, continuous running driver out there.
And I started going out there, I think, in 96, and he's been out there. I mean, not continuously, but... Like mini stocks and different
he's
things.
He's all about supporting the local track. Pat's always been one of the nicest guys and the first one to help out there. You know, anybody. He'd rather beat you on the track than in the pits.
Yeah, and that's a good outlook to
have.
That's
old school.
Yep.
You know, help you out, get you out there.
Well, like
come
that
on,
last race,
race.
I don't know if you guys got to watch the modified race, but I came off turn two on lap two and Doug Hamm just like, I thought he broke. Coming off turn two, and I was kind of like, damn, man, we have not had a chance to race each other yet because Right. Whoever starts in front of the other one just takes off and wins.
Yeah,
the
what did happen? He looked like he. So this is.
Well,
he,
that's
he told
luck
me because
on
Ham,
your side.
So
I mean,
here,
obviously,
Doug,
you know, Doug. Honestly, if I could go back and do it all over again, I would have rather it not happen
sure.
and have me earn it. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I would have rather finished second.
It's
and
good competitive.
Yeah, exactly.
Competitive racer.
I texted him that night because I never get to get over there. Like
right.
I said, it's chaos after the races. I texted him like, man, what happened?
Right.
So I don't hear nothing for a couple of days. He goes, man, I was reaching down to put rear brake in the car and shut the effing car.
Oh, no way.
Is
yep.
that what happened? Hit the switch and shut the car off. So I was, after I went by him, I was looking up in the mirror. I was like, all right, I got a decent distance. I was just cruising.
Right.
And then I hear my spotter go, all right, Ham's back up in a second. I was like, what? I thought he broke.
Yeah, what's he doing there?
So I look up in the mirror and I see Doug and I'm like, oh, I better start wheeling this thing. You can't sleep on Hound Dog, you know. He'll get up.
Oh, there. Yeah.
So do you like to be out front or maybe the second place until it's time to get up front?
You know, it's hard to say, really. If the guy you're racing with is as good as Doug is, you'd probably prefer to be out in front of him because
right.
he'll make it hard on you to get around him, you know? Not in a dirty way.
Does it make any difference in the bomber then, in the bomber division, being, you know, obviously you're lacking a lot of different things?
The bomber, I actually like to be out front as quick
yeah.
as possible because a lot – this is going to sound bad. But there's some guys who – don't care if you're there or not.
And Aaron's not looking at
no.
JJ or Gary, so just let
they
you know.
Drive. I've been driven
yeah.
straight to the infield
I know.
So many times this year, and I'm really glad the inside wall is gone.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, that's
2 years
ago,
I almost got driven into that
right.
wall.
Yep.
So at least in the mods, you know, unfortunately, there's not a lot of cars.
Right.
I would love for there to be 15, 20 cars, but there's not. And I used to be the guy that said, well, I'm not running out there because there's no cars. Well,
right.
I'm part of the problem. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not
one more is one more. And
exactly.
Two more is, yeah. So
Tad Burns,
come out.
Who I used to race against, is bringing his car back out next
cool.
year. I don't know what it's going to take, honestly, with the Lucas Oil rules package. It's probably going to be hard to ever get a big car count because it's just really
well, and
expensive.
That was something I brought up last week with Pat.
Yeah.
Is do you
yeah.
think there should be kind of like Tucson, a toned-down version, I guess, of a the old either Grand American Modified or something, and then still allow Lucas Oil cars to come in, but with
yeah.
weight penalties or something.
See, weight penalties makes it difficult, Mike, and you know
yeah,
you're a racer.
That's true.
Having to bolt on.
Yeah,
I mean, man, the difference
between
the Tucson mod and my car in the garage right now. I'm telling you, if you put 300 pounds on, I'm still not sure I would
right.
lose to a Tucson Modified. I don't know. I've kind of been thinking about it because I'm in the situation where I have a tour car, right?
Or maybe
so,
don't allow bump stops. Just, hey, you got to run a conventional.
Yeah, but then
something.
Again,
I know that's
without
true
bump
too.
Stops,
yeah.
you have to change your springs because the car is traveling
yeah.
way further. It's
yeah.
just
it's
everything
of,
changes. So I don't know how – it's a catch-22, man. Honestly, if you want to be more affordable and have a more affordable mod division out there, it'd be hard to push out all the guys who have been supporting the track
true.
With the tour cars. Now, you could do something like maybe – A mods and B mods and just run them together because right now there's
right.
what, six or seven cars.
Yeah,
there might be half a second to a second off of a tour car,
mm-hmm.
and just have two winners. And then if the divisions do grow,
right, see which direction it's going. I guess
you can go one direction or you can run two different divisions
or
modified,
yeah.
just like dirt cars do. You know,
yeah.
but you got to get the car count first. So I'd be all right with something like that. They used to run legend cars, semi pro, mm-hmm. pro, masters all together, but. I know there's a lot of people that won't race modified because it's not affordable anymore.
Well, I mean, locally, I obviously think it's more affordable because, like, a tour car, you're talking about $600 a race or something like that, where they're running 75 laps or 100 laps a night, where locally you're running, what, 35 laps, let's say.
Yeah, 30 laps.
So,
and then,
your tires last, you know, a couple races.
Which has been nice.
And,
like, on the
know.
Tour, you got to buy new tires every time.
Yeah.
This is our – so I don't know how many races we run. Five? I'm on my second set of tires.
Right. And,
so,
and that's what it should be, you know, two,
yeah.
three sets maybe in this whole
exactly.
season.
Which I was kind of worried about. I was like, man, I hope these things don't fade
right.
like they do on the tour after a main event,
right.
you know, and I can still be competitive. And they have been, surprisingly. But, you know, Tucson's on those Tal City tires, pretty
yeah.
hard compound retread.
Yeah.
I loved it. They're,
did you really?
They're like, hard to drive, man. That's,
yeah,
that's
they're,
why.
They're, and they're a little bit heavier tires, so you
yeah.
kind of lose some there. But, yeah, it was
but,
a –
it was a lot of fun.
Pretty consistent, though, isn't it, from
yeah.
start to finish?
Yeah, my fastest lap in a 25-lap main event, I think it was like 19, lap 19.
Wow.
Like that. So, and on that surface, that's impressive, yeah.
That is impressive.
So, I don't know. I want the Bullring. That's where I grew up watching racing.
Yeah. Well,
my
hometown. You can't beat the local track.
Yeah.
I want it to
succeed, to be honest. But the modified deal is tough because I'm just not sure how many more Lucas Oil cars you're going to draw locally on a local level.
Well, I think what you're seeing is what you're going to get, you know, compared to, I mean, how many other Lucas Oil guys kind of from this area are running in the Lucas Oil? I mean, it's,
man, I don't know of anybody.
Just,
Mark Allison, right?
Well,
Allison, he's doing the tour. He doesn't run locally.
No,
with,
I mean,
so that would be one.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, that might be about it.
All those other guys like Ham and Morga and Pat sometimes,
mm-hmm.
I think, run the tour.
Yeah.
So that's a tough one. The future of the modifieds is very.
But, you know, you know one or two guys that maybe one guy at least that you know of might be coming out next year.
Aino Kaiser's got, I think, two cars now. Mm-hmm. The kid, Jason. And he's kind of a perfectionist, so they haven't made it out yet because he wants to get them right.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think there at some time could be 10 to 12 cars out there consistently, as soon as next year. But
well, I think one of the things is, you know, what is this, the second year? Is it going on the third year now? Second year, I think that's
second year.
Full, you know, so time is one thing. You know, hey,
absolutely.
People see it. Hey, they've been around a couple of years. There's no talk about losing them next year, so they're going to keep building the cars or get something out there. But to me, the biggest deterrent is you spend the time, spend the money. There's no local set of rules, but what's the best finish I can do if I spend all this money to get out there and race fourth, fifth, you know, whatever. That to me would be the biggest deterrent. But if you just want to get into it and do it for fun, it's a good division to do it in and not that expensive, I guess, if you stay on the local level. I mean, still expensive, but not.
Yeah, honestly,
you know,
not that bad. If I wasn't leasing engines this year, I would be making money with the modified.
Yeah, you'd actually be getting some
money
like, back.
Even with a lease, it's almost breaking even.
Wow.
Now, that's part of there only being seven cars and them still paying really well.
Right.
It's $500 to win, you know.
Right.
So I can't complain right now.
Well, you know what? And if
I
you're.
Prefer more cars, obviously. But
hey, right now is a good chance if you want to get some stats under your belt, run the modified. You're going to get some top fives. You're going to get some definitely top tens, obviously. And,
exactly.
And, you know,
top 10 every race.
Any chance to win. So if you want to boost some stats, that would be a good division to get into, you know, right now. So
I always thought, like I brought up last week with Pat, I think it would be an advantage to bring your car into a Lucas Oil. You're local. You're in Las Vegas. Bring it up to Lucas Oil standards. Put the money into it, and then you still have the option to take the car
somewhere else
and go run
someplace
else.
Well, let me tell you, bringing it up to Lucas standards isn't as easy as it sounds. You know, you've missed how many races now, and you think you've kind of lost a little bit of an edge, and you haven't even been gone that long.
If I were to try to go to a tour race right now, like Rocky Mountain this weekend, if I wanted to go, you better believe my car would be going down to Steve Teets and saying, what have you changed since last year on your cars?
Or even this year, right.
I mean,
they might see changes from the beginning of the season till.
Well, think about it this way. That tour has been around, 10 years?
Yeah.
Teets has been building cars the whole time, wins basically everything. He still makes changes at the track.
Oh, yeah.
He'll come to me at like last race of the Bullring and goes, hey, made this shock change on one of my cars. It went forward. I want to do it on yours. Give me your left front shock.
Right.
Boom. Give it to him. Get it back 5 minutes later. Put it on. Oh, we just picked up a tenth and a half every single lap.
Surprisingly, right.
You know?
No, that's, you know, I mean, that's a good point that, you know, you want to be able to build this car to go touring, but it's not as easy as it sounds with the Lucas Oil Modifieds because of how far they progress. They are, you know, every suspension-wise, motor-wise, every bit of that modified and the chassis, every bit of that modified is making it a Lucas Oil modified. That's why you don't see the same ones at Tucson or the local track like Rocky Mountain or one of them guys being as competitive in a Lucas Oil.
Like if I showed up with my tour car to Tucson that last time we went down there, they probably would have told me to load it back up.
Right. It's just way too much.
In speed would have. I compared times. The Lucas cars are about a second and a half faster a lap. So that's
and everybody
an eternity.
And everybody knows with speed is money. So the faster the car is, the more it costs. You know, and that's just goes hand in hand.
You know, but I mean, he's right too, though, because Kevin Terrell let me drive his left-hander a couple years ago, and we did a lot of work to that car. And, you know, we didn't win anything, obviously, but I think we had a couple top 10 finishes on the tour with that left-hander, and that was just 2 years ago.
But so, you were able to take it.
Yeah, I mean, we were competitive.
I'm not saying throw all this money at it, throw $10,000
well,
and run 20th.
You could take any card of that series right now, and they'll let you run it.
You know,
yeah.
I mean,
it's just the work that goes into being.
But when they see you qualify and they see how far back you are, they might, you know, say, hey, we need you to do this or that during the race. You know, just stay out of the way, and if you get too far behind, we're going to tell you to pull off the track. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think they do it anymore, but a few seasons ago, they actually came up. Not really a minimum speed rule, but basically a safety rule.
Right.
If they felt too far off the pace.
Yeah.
Even if it was right from the get go, drop the green flag, they black flag some guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like Irwindale, I remember.
Especially, I guess, a track like Irwindale or high speed track.
Come
like
up on a lapper real fast like that.
Yeah.
I could see it being an issue.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
When you're in the way, you're in the way.
Is that, speaking of like Irwindale, is that a type of track that you would want to go race at, like Kern or Irwindale, a half mile higher speed type track in a modified?
Yeah, I already raced Kern in the mod.
I mean, do you feel like that's a track you'd want to go back to?
Oh, yeah, it was a blast, really. Yeah.
No sense of safety.
Scary. No, it's scary. That's the whole reason we do it, right? That's part of it.
If it was easy, yeah, everybody would do it. There's no edge to it or no...
Man, at Kern County, I got loose going into turn three in my first practice out there, and it took me like a lap and a half to stop shaking. I thought I was in the fence.
But you're probably smiling while you're shaking, right? Even though you were on edge.
I pulled down the apron, I tightened my belt, shook my arms out a little bit. Like, whoa, that was a close call.
I'm ready for more.
Yep. Sure as hell did.
That's cool.
Got it wound back up, went back out.
No kidding. So you're going to try to catch maybe another Irwindale or let's say a Kern?
For some reason, I'm not that great at Irwindale. I don't know what I do wrong there, but I've been there with three different cars and just never had the run I wanted. Now, for me, like I think my best finish there is eighth, which some people don't consider that bad, but I just don't have that much fun there.
Hmm.
Madeira I'm always really good at, but I'm not necessarily a big fan of driving that track. It's super hard to pass.
Is it really?
It's crazy hard to pass because everyone's got so much grip.
So there's
no one like
equal
going
in
the car, sliding up, and giving it to you.
No,
high
no
grooves
kidding.
Just as fast. It's a tough little track. But, Kern County is a blast.
I've never been to that track since it's open. I've talked about going, and it's another track that I just haven't been to. So
yeah, I've actually never watched a race, though, so I don't know if it's a good spectator track. You, as
Definitely
you know,
a
there is
track.
A difference.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
You're like, oh, that was a fun race. Like, oh, that was boring.
Yeah, I don't want to watch. Yeah, this is a boring race.
Yeah.
That's true.
You going to race anything soon, huh?
I've thought about coming out the modified, but again, my thing is I know where I'm not going to finish. So if I do, it'd just be for laps. Put some laps on, I guess.
Yeah, which is better than nothing.
Yeah, I haven't been out in a while. So maybe we'll see in August if I might come out.
Never know. Might have a good weekend. Give me a run for my money.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you guys are, I don't want to jinx you or anything, but maybe you guys will get into something or come a break on the car and I can pass it. That'd be the only way.
I hope not. Doug and I have raced really well together this year. So
right.
When we do get near each other. So we'll see.
How close are you guys in points right now? You guys are right there, aren't you?
I don't know. You guys know?
I think JJ knew. Yeah, I knew. Sorry about that. I know you said you were keeping track. So
I know
you were right there. 5 points.
Wow.
5 points ahead of Hound Dog.
What about the Bombers?
So do this.
The Bombers? Oh, now I got to do addition. Oh, Jesus.
Well, we only got 90 seconds. So you're almost done.
38 points.
All right.
So you know what to do in the next modified race? Qualify crappy, start in the back, get some passing points.
But there's qualifying points too, right?
Is there? I don't know. Oh, yeah, there is qualifying points.
So it's
that's true. Then
that's a dangerous line.
Yeah, with a little car count like that, it is a dangerous line.
You gotta figure out how many cars you have.
Guys, when I go on the racetrack, I'm just going to do the best I can every time I'm out there. Whatever happens.
All right. Hey, again, we're out of time, Aaron. Thanks for being here. Can't wait to have you on next time. Obviously, the next race you're going to have is this weekend. Go down to Tucson, watch
Good luck
Aaron.
To Tucson.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it. Go have fun.
Yep.
And we'll talk about the Bristol Rider.
onwheelsnow.com. Thank you for being here. Talk to you before, man. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming in, man. Have a good day.
Thanks, man. Have a good night.